There are operas, there are symphonies, there is chamber music, concertos. What is astonishing is that he wrote in all existing genres. It was quite normal. Composers were specialists, either in opera or in symphonic music. Dvořák wrote everything. In fact, he became more famous for his symphonic and chamber music and for his oratorios in England. Nevertheless, he wrote more than operas and at least one, Rusalka, famous opera as well.
Dvořák was influenced in part by his friend the composer Johannes Brahms, who was in turn influenced by him. Some experts believe he was also heavily influenced by the German composer Richard Wagner, Jarmila Gabrielova.
I don't agree so much because he didn't write any music dramas. Well, there may be some points in harmony or in melody, but what he did were large symphonies, one cycle of songs, and there were string quartets, and it's in fact impossible to get some influence, some Wagnerian influence.
What about his style of music? How can it be described?
It's very individual style and very universal style, and synthesis of various influences, various styles of the time.
During his life, Dvořák is known to have suffered from periods of depression. What caused this?
We, in fact, do not know much about his personalities, about his feelings from his letters, for instance. What he wrote to his friends and to his wife was normal everyday things and news. But the stress of the achievement must have been enormous.
As a final point, what significance does Dvořák have in the world of classical music? Jarmila Gabrielova.
I don't dare to compare him to Mozart or to Beethoven. It's very, very difficult to say. But I would definitely say he was or he is one of the most important composers of his time. It means of the late 19th century.